Hey everybody, it's Kim Hawk, and I'm known as YouTube's fairy godmother of real estate. I am in the YouTube studio right here for Near Disney, and we are located in Celebration, Florida. So if you're out there watching, please let me know where you're watching from. As many of you know, I do a special dedicated show on Monday nights for the Celebration residents. I'm one of the founding residents with my family, and I would be remiss if I didn't share that, you know, today is September the 11th, and that's a date that we never want to forget. I want to thank all those that risked their lives, that ran into buildings. I know we have some Celebration residents that have done so. I want to thank Michael Froben, and I know there's others that are out there, but it's definitely something we never want to forget. But today is September 11th, and God bless the families of those that lost their lives on that day. Gosh, that's been over 20 years ago, but it feels like it was yesterday. Yeah. We are, if you haven't watched our show before, is we usually introduce you to somebody that we are very excited because we want to make sure everybody kind of gets to know our community, whether if you're watching from afar, thinking about moving here, or if you're in Celebration and you're just family. And so today, I am super, super excited because there is a new CEO of our hospital. I call it Celebration Hospital, but of course, you know, it's Advent Health, and it looks like a resort when you drive past it. So we're going to introduce you to CEO Amanda Maggart. And I also wanted to thank Megan Paquin, who helped make it happen. I will come back with another thank you. And then, of course, we're going to talk about if there's any events coming up for the week. And I do a cap at the end in regard to what's going on with real estate in the last 7 days. But I don't want to hesitate one more second. I'm super excited. Like I said, this hospital that we have in our town, it's pretty phenomenal. And there's a CEO in town now, and she's YouTube friendly. And I was very impressed with her. So I can't wait for you guys to meet Amanda. Hey everybody, it's Kim Hawk, and I am here in the Near Disney YouTube studio right here in the town that Disney built. And guess what else the town of Disney built? They were involved with Advent Health, and the Celebration campus has got exciting news, you guys. We have a new CEO, and her name is Amanda Maggart right here. Amanda, you want to say hi?
Absolutely. Kim, thank you so much for having me. Hi everybody. It's nice to get to meet you virtually.
Yes. Well, I'm super thrilled because, you know, I'm one of the original founding residents of Celebration, and over a period of 27 or 28 years being involved with the hospital, I have seen a lot of folks, and you are wonderful being YouTube positive right from the beginning.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled to be here. In fact, you mentioned for 27, 28 years, I have my jacket on. That was Advent Health Celebration, our 25th anniversary of when the hospital opened last year. So if you come over to the hospital, it's very likely you'll see folks running around with their proud 25-year jackets on.
Well, you know what I love? I love when we drive into our fabulous town that looks like a movie set anyway. You drive up on the hospital and you're like, where's the hospital? People are like, and I'm like, that's the hospital. It looks like a resort. Yes. Yeah. And I've had some experiences there too, where, you know, it's like, if you have an MRI there, it's an open MRI, and you're doing everything possible to relax people, make them feel comfortable, everything from painting the walls to look like a beach scene to piping in, I think it's coconut smell, like suntan lotion. I'm hearing seagulls, and I'm so relaxed by the time I get to go to this MRI.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all very intentional. It goes back to the original design and founding principles of the hospital, even to separate corridors, kind of like Disney, where we have front stage and backstage. We have different corridors. They used to call them the Hall of Health and the Corridor of Healing, something like that. So there's a lot of intentionality with our wellness center being at the front of the campus and trying to have that experience that cares for our patients and their families, mind, body, and spirit, not just their physical needs, but their emotional and their spiritual needs as well.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm very impressed. I'm reading all kinds of, you know, with us concentrating on that 25-mile radius around Cinderella's Castle, you have had kind of that experience too, because I'm understanding you've had some involvement with groups in Winter Garden and Winter Park, Altamont Springs. You're coming from, I believe, Zephyr Hills area as the CEO. So you've already been a CEO, and now we have the honor of you being the CEO here. And so knowing that you know this area as well too, it makes sense that we've made this connection.
Thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I've been with Advent Health almost 20 years, was in various parts of Orlando for 13, and then was out in West Florida for the past six. So it's great coming back to Orlando. It definitely feels like coming back home.
Wonderful. And did you bring family with you? You want to talk about family?
Yeah. So I have some pictures of them behind me. You might maybe see a little bit. So my husband, Michael, and I have been married almost 20 years. He's practically lived in Orlando almost his whole life. So he's the reason that I ended up here in the first place. When we were dating and engaged in college, we went to college in Lincoln, Nebraska, and he was from Orlando, and it was a really easy sell to move here after four winters in Nebraska. That's how we ended up in Orlando. And then we have two boys, Griffin and Landry. They're almost 10 and 7. And just wonderful. I have a sign at home that says, "A mom with all boys will be surrounded by handsome men her whole life." And that's definitely how I feel.
Wow, I love that. And those are great ages right now, right? Yeah. And
they really are a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can think of some lovely, you know, celebration residents, Des Cummings, or names that I'm just, people just light up, smile big time. Dr. Redan, Rebecca Prevost has been a founding resident, and I believe she's in the pharmaceutical area over at Celebration Health. And so Judy Gregg, there was a lady that just passed away this past year that was an anchor. I wish I got a chance to introduce you to her, but she's amazing. She worked with Dr. McCarris, and then you have Dr. Mercantile. I mean, I can just think on and on and on about fabulous, fabulous people that work with Advent Health there. Is there anything that you'd like to say to everybody, since, you know, I'm sure everybody wants to meet you there, but if you haven't gotten a chance to say hello to everyone yet?
Absolutely. Well, one, I'm just thrilled to be here. This is a wonderful hospital that has a unique calling to be an exceptional community hospital, to be a modern day example of providing that whole person care. But we also are called to be a living laboratory. So that's something that folks might not know here. We have a special emphasis in teaching and being a pilot site for a lot of first of its kind technology, world-class physicians and surgeons that choose to make Advent Health Celebration their home. Many of them actually their home here in Celebration too, as well as to be a site of destination medicine. So I'm thrilled to be here and just excited to be serving this community. And for many of you that I haven't had a chance to meet in person yet, I look forward to it and just honored to be the place where you and your loved ones choose to receive your health care if and when you need it.
I love that. Now, I understand you also have had some history with, I think that you're developing a lot of the executive leaders for future positions in the hospital. And I love the fact that you've done that. I also read something about when COVID was going on, you played an integral role for like a period of like 17 months or something. That had to be a lot of responsibility. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting time, I know, for all of us in healthcare, as did everybody. We had to pivot pretty quickly. And I remember I got a call on a Friday afternoon in March of 2020 from my boss that said they're pulling together an incident command team for the whole system to coordinate how we manage our response and readiness for COVID. And they've asked you to be a part of that and to be an incident commander for that team. And so, you know, I said, okay, well, you know, how long is that going to be? He said, oh, 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops. And we got into it. And it ended up being quite a bit longer than that. But it was a very rewarding experience being able to serve with a lot of really talented people from a whole variety of different departments in the organization. Obviously, supply chain was huge. Our people team and what we were doing with our people, you know, finance, clinical, infection prevention, and just being able to learn and grow with that team was pretty amazing. But it was there for a couple of months. I, you know, speaking of developing your team, I had to know and trust my executive team there in Zephyr Hills and Dade City. And basically with a few days notice, hand off my full-time job and have them take it on. And I had every confidence and they did a fantastic job. That COVID system command became my full-time focus for several months and then was able to kind of go back and cover both.
Wow, that is a good sign when you, and that's so important, you know, and it can be. There's all of a sudden in a couple of days, you have to turn all the responsibility over to people that you've been training. And that's a real sign of seeing if there's good leadership there. So obviously you have done that. I was just thinking during the COVID time, I remember, I think Tiffany Kraft might be the new director of nursing at Advent Health, but anyway, I would connect with her every once in a while and say, how are things going? And the town of Celebration, I think it was around 5 o'clock at night, would all come out into their balconies or whatever. And they were told to either like ring a bell or something to show support for all the people that were, because we were seeing the brunt of, you know, you guys just working so hard and your dedication. And so I applaud everybody there. Would you like to talk a little bit about your vision going forward? Because I know that now I think that Doug has moved on to Lake Nona and he's gotten a lot of wonderful things accomplished at the hospital and continues to grow and get better and improving. But let's talk about what you might want to do if you're ready to talk about that. Yeah, you've only been on the job for a little bit, but no pressure.
Absolutely. Well, and the great thing is Doug is my boss, so he gets to stay connected with Celebration, and I am so fortunate to have his history and leadership and relationships that I think is going to help this campus just continue to grow and thrive. You know, part of what I've done in my first 90 days, a big focus has just been learning and building relationships. And I had the opportunity to sit with several of the kind of founders and early leaders of Celebration, Des Cummings being one, Lars Holman, who was the first CEO here, David Banks, who was the second CEO, and just learn from them. You know, I've never worked at Celebration before. And so I knew from afar that it was a special place, but I didn't know all the specific reasons that it was a special place. And again, what was that vision of what it was intended to do and be, because it is really unique. And I shared those four things earlier: whole person health, exceptional community hospital, living laboratory, and destination medicine were four things that were really unique to our hospital. So that was really eye-opening for me, and spending some time thinking about how do we keep those four principles alive as we now look to grow and become a tertiary or even at some point maybe a quaternary level of facility. There's a lot of growth between here, you know, all the way out even through Polk County. And we've added a number of tertiary level services in the last few years. Our cardiac surgery program, bariatric surgery program is continuing to grow and thrive. We have a new bariatric surgeon who just started with us. And then our Center for Interventional Endoscopy is another example of a destination site that people literally travel from all around the country for those interventional endoscopy procedures. That's the type of cool stuff we want to continue to do here and grow our campus. So we're working on a master plan for what will that look like, because our community is growing. So that's my brief time in, but it's going to be fun stuff. And it's a great team here to do it with.
Yes, I love that. You know, I have a question for you too, because I've heard it from other folks about people that have worked like at the emergency room or something. They're saying, gosh, I really wish we could get the word out that, you know, if you've sprained a finger, maybe the emergency room isn't the place for you to go. And, you know, that Advent Health even has like these, I think I read maybe you guys even just opened something over in Flamingo Crossing, you know, those type of places. Do you want to talk anything about that? Would that help you get word out in regard to?
So we have a couple of assets there in the Flamingo Crossings area. One is a primary care plus model that I think is what you're describing. So For some of those low acuity things that you can get established with a primary care physician. I believe they have imaging and extended hours and things like that over there as well. Maybe not the imaging lab. That one I'm still getting to know. But we also open, again, just a world-class, really innovative emergency department there. It's the only offsite emergency department. We're actually on Disney property, and the whole design, I won't share all the details, but let's just say it's sprinkled with a little bit of pixie dust. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, there is some Disney pixie dust all the way through that emergency department, first and only one of its kind. And it's very intentionally done. And it's not just for the young, I would add, it's for the young at heart as well. And it serves both, you know, tourists that come down here and they have an experience, unfortunately, they need to head to the emergency department. We've seen that, but it's also here for our community that lives here day in and day out. It is a full emergency department, very skilled and dedicated team there. And the interior, the patient rooms are designed with a number of features to calm. You talked a little bit about our imaging department and some of those things with your five senses. That's what it's designed to do there. And I love the CAT scan room there. I'll just say you lay on the table and you look up and you might see a little mermaid that you know swimming above you. So if you haven't had a chance to check out our ER at Flamingo Crossings, it's great.
That's so fabulous. So for those viewers out there, as you know, you've been watching our YouTube videos on the different areas. Flamingo Crossing is kind of considered that Horizon West Winter Garden area off of 429, not very far at all from Celebration. And I love that you guys think about that kind of stuff. You know, when I think of stories about Celebration Health, there's one that just popped up in my mind. For those viewers out there that watch football, like the NFL or something, somebody goes to the Super Bowl and the first question they're asked when they win is, where do you want to go next? And they go, I want to go to Walt Disney World, right? Well, those type of athletes still need to train every day, you know? Mm-hmm. Or when the Olympics was going on, the story that comes to mind is that Michael Phelps was asked to be in a parade in the Magic Kingdom. And so where did he train? He trained that day at Celebration Health in the pool. And with the way people can go on Facebook groups or whatever, you know, one quick blip said, Michael Phelps is at Celebration Pool. Well, all of a sudden there were hundreds of people that came out there and he was so kind. He signed autographs for all the kids. And, but you have that happening all the time there. I want to say, I think when the NBA, the National Basketball Association group, was with the ESPN, which ESPN, for viewers out there, is literally right next door to Celebration. You're a 5-minute drive. And so a lot of those athletes would be seen in, and let's talk about your fitness facility, by the way, Amanda, if you don't mind. It's not just a little 10 by 10 room.
Yeah. It's a big, beautiful facility. It was one of the first things, well, you know this, Kim, it was one of the first things that opened here at the hospital was our wellness center and outpatient services. That's how much of a important element it is to the service we provide the community. So yeah, the team there does a fantastic job. We have cardio equipment, fitness, group exercises, weight training. We have spa services there, including red light therapy, which I'm going to be checking out one of these days here pretty soon. Some great gems of things that we have, and we have a number of folks from our community come out over and check it out. It's also a great thing for our team.
Yes. I want to say it's might be nearly 60,000 square feet. It's on three floors. And like you said, that spa is incredible. And they can even do things like tell you how much fat percentage is on your body and stuff. I don't know that I want to know that, but yes, you can get that.
What we know, we can change, I guess, theoretically.
That's right. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we do periodically is we'll honor, because you know, I have a realtor dream team and they work the 25 days around Cinderella's castle. So if anybody's watching this video and they say that they saw this and they buy and sell a house with us before now and the end of the year, we will give you $1,000 credit at closing either to put towards membership at the Celebration Fitness Club or 1 year home warranty. What do you think? I think that's a good idea.
That's awesome. Thank you, Kim. You're it's welcome. A great place to live. It sure is beautiful.
Yes, yes. So would you, okay, so let's talk a little bit about, you talk to the people that are in Celebration. Any type of things that you want to set goals for the people that are working at the hospital? It seems like people are just humming along fine and stuff, but is there anything new that you want to bring in to encourage them with?
Yeah, absolutely. In terms of goals that we have for our team?
Yes.
So, you know, we have a number of goals for our team. Some of it is just getting back into the rigor and routine we had before COVID. COVID, as I said, changed things overnight for us. And it also, we saw across the whole healthcare industry what they termed as the Great Resignation. And we saw a number of team members leaving to go work for agencies, retiring altogether, going to a different industry. And so over the last few years, I would say our biggest priority has been building up our team again. We knew that there was going to be a shortage in nursing. We've known that for a long time.
Yes.
And COVID just exacerbated that.
Mm.
So retaining our team, keeping our turnover low, recruiting more, helping to build our pipeline. So encouraging our non-clinical team members, helping to pay them to go back to school, to choose nursing as their route, training them. That has been a big area of focus for us. As well as, you know, continuing with our clinical excellence and trying new procedures and innovative things. One thing we're very proud about is our magnet designation. There's only a handful of hospitals. I don't want to quote and give you the wrong number, but there's a very small percentage of hospitals nationwide that have a magnet designation. And in essence, what that is exceptional nursing care and nursing engagement. And we're looking ahead to, we're magnet certified today. We have a site visit coming up soon with the magnet organization and are excited to share our story about our engaged and just awesome nursing team.
You really do have an awesome nursing team. I have stayed in the hospital from time to time, and I've always had an incredible experience. Are there any positions that you feel like you want to get word out that maybe you are encouraging people to come in and interview for? Because a lot of people that watch this show are watching from up north. So some of them are saying, hey, do they need nurses? Do they need what have you, you know?
Absolutely. Yes, 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 and yes. So, you know, we definitely have a need still for nurses. Our turnover rate has gone down significantly, which I'm so proud of, both for our nursing turnover and our overall clinical turnover. A couple of areas that we have opportunities are for some of those very highly specialized nursing positions are cardiovascular ICU nurses, neuro ICU, cardiovascular operating room nurses and first assists. Those are some additional areas that it's just harder to find. It takes longer to train folks into those roles. So when we have a gap, it just takes a longer time to fill that gap. So those are some additional spots. But nurses, most clinical positions we have a need for. And as I said, if folks are non-clinical today, this is a great opportunity for them to get their foot in the door. I started out as a summer intern with Advent Health in 2003. And so it's a wonderful learning organization that's committed to helping people learn and grow. Clinical wasn't on my path. My mom's a nurse. My grandma was a nurse. I couldn't cut the clinical side. But for many of our team members who may not be able to afford to go back to school, our tuition reimbursement program is a great way for them to do that. So they can come, step into a non-clinical role. We'll work with them to help them get that tuition reimbursement so they can be on that path towards a clinical role in the future if that's what they desire.
I love that. So you heard it here. We need to get your information in. What's the best way for people to apply? Do they go to your website or how does that work?
Yeah, I would recommend going to our website. In addition to that, every Wednesday, we have what's called a walk-in Wednesday. And I believe it's from 10 to 12. But again, they can call the hospital and confirm. Folks can walk in and interview on the spot, no appointment needed. So every Wednesday morning, walk-in Wednesday, come right on in. You can look at the job postings ahead of time or find out about them when you get here. Interview on the spot. And many of our folks do leave that same day with an offer. Sometimes they have a second interview, but we try to move that process along as quickly as we can to make it easy.
I love that. So that's in the main building, because you guys are expanding, right? And so you go into the main building, go to the personnel area.
Walk right into the main lobby, and there's signage there. Just off the lobby, the conference rooms to the right is where we have folks set up to interview.
Ah, that's so great. And you know, sometimes people just want to go by your house because it's just such a lovely, you know, even like your cafeteria. You know, the food there is so good. It's vegetarian, I believe. And it's just, it's a cool place to go hang out, go work out, go have a nice meal. You have a beautiful chapel there if people need to go in and have some prayer and the artwork. And so now it's even gotten better because we have Amanda here as the CEO.
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, guys, make sure that you subscribe and like to the Near Disney YouTube channel, and we hope to be bringing you more great content throughout the year. Bye-bye. Make sure that you subscribe and like so that we can continue to give you up-to-date information on all things that are going around the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, because this is truly a magical place to live. I am on fire for our new CEO of the hospital. We've had so many great ones, and it's just so great to see another one. Amanda, welcome, welcome, welcome. And wasn't that great news to hear too, especially, you know, for those of you that might be looking for a position as well. If you go in as non-clinical, and if you heard her said Wednesdays, walk-in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and noon, you can go in, and chances are pretty good there's a position. They will even possibly train you so that you can go into the clinical area. And I think that is big, big news. But we are very, very blessed to have Celebration Hospital Advent Health right here. They are definitely one of the cornerstones of the town of Celebration. So thank you again, Amanda. And thank you again, Megan, for helping to set up the interview. And I also wanted to thank Dee Bellavati, my YouTube producer, for putting that package together. He always does such a great job. All right. So in regards to other things that were happening this week, I wanted to say, look at this team. So this is the Near Disney YouTube team. My husband took the photo. He should have been in the photo as well, but I'm just so very proud of him. We were at the Home Expo, which was done by Town Hall. Very well done. Got to spend a lot of time with a lot of great people that are involved with home improvement in Central Florida. And the whole team showed up with our shirts. So if you didn't get a chance to say hello, please, you know, on Wednesday nights, we have a show that my dream team does at 7 p.m. So be sure to subscribe and like to the Near Disney YouTube channel so that you can see them. They are also podcasting as well. They're podcasting as well. And yeah, so you've got Dee on the left, you've got Sue, you've got Daniela, and you've got Virginia, myself, Tanya, Elizabeth, and Elijah. And of course, they all have Disney monikers as well, but they're superstars to me. All right, so the last thing that we do during the week is we give you a update in regard to what has been going on in the last 7 days, because we know for real estate, it's one of the most expensive things that we're involved in, the biggest investments that you have. And so I'd like you to know what's going on in the town that Disney built. So right now, there are about 66 active properties on the market. That is not a lot. You know, I've been here since the beginning, and I would tell you in a normal market, we have over 400 properties, over 400 properties. And oh, I wanted to say hello to Elizabeth Middlebrook. Hello. And I went, oh, Rachel, Michelle. Hey, Rachel. So glad I see you painting those beautiful flamingos. You're doing such a great job. Very proud of her. She's also an extension of our team. She's an artist that's been traveling a lot. So what we are seeing is 66 actives instead of 400. So market is limited. And then what I also like to show you in a 7 day period of time, seven, if you can see me, is that there are only five new actives and there are seven pending. So what does that tell me? That tells me there's more product going out versus coming in. More product. Hey, Rachel, love you. More product going out versus going in. So it's still telling me it's a bit of a seller's market for sure. And then there were five properties that sold in the last 7 days. And I always like to pop up the most expensive one to show you kind of what's been selling most. Now, the most expensive in the last 7 days was a house that sold for $660,000. And it had, let me see, it was up in North Village, 2,028 square feet. And it sold for $660,000, 165 Longview. And so anyway, that's the market. Of course, if there's anything that my Realtor to Dream team can help you with, we'd love to talk to you more about it. We introduced a new program this weekend at the Home Expo. It's called Linger or List. Linger or List. So if you want to ask me any questions about that, please give me a call. Otherwise, I'm going to be doing a video. If you haven't seen it already, I think I put it on the Near Disney YouTube channel. But for those of you that are saying they're not quite ready to list their house, we as realtors also want to help you. Like if you'd like us to come to your property and talk to you about some lenders that we have that are willing to do potential HELOCs, you know what that is? That's a home equity line of credit. Then we'll give you a recommendation in regard to how much that might cost in regard to a monthly payment and give you recommendations. Hey, maybe spend money in the kitchen or the bathroom, or you may have some things that you want to do, like a new organized closet or whatever, just to make your house better for what you need right now. I know there's a lot of floor plans in Celebration, being that I've been here since the beginning, that have some quirks about them, you know, three bedrooms upstairs and only one bathroom. Well, we're working with a contractor that knows how to put bathrooms in places that I've never seen before. And just to kind of give you an approximate, because a lot of times people would like to do that, but they're like, I have no idea what prices should be. A bathroom addition might be about $18,000. A garage apartment. A lot of people have a lot of equity in their home right now. It might be a good idea to pull some of that equity out and invest in additional square footage in a garage apartment, because a garage apartment can also bring you more income. So a two-car garage apartment, which is about 440 square feet, is going to cost about $146,000. Plus appliances, because, you know, obviously they're going to get it up and running. That's a low price based on things that we've been looking at. A three-car garage apartment is only going to be about $160,000. So if you have a three-car garage and you just go up about $160,000. But as we know, there's not a lot of rentals with the garage apartments. It's about $1,500 a month that the studio apartments are getting. That's a two-car garage. And then about $1,850 a month is what we're seeing for a three-car garage apartment. So I can sit with you, or one of my Realtor Dream team members can sit with you and say, this might be a smart move for you to do right now, because you're seeing record equity in homes. Or you may say, hey, you know, you're right, Kim, it might be time for me to right size. I never say downsize, I say right size. Sometimes when people are sitting on homes, and even though you think, gosh, the interest rate was 3.5%, now I'm looking at 7%, there's something called a 3-2-1 buy down that'll get that interest rate down 3 points to one for the next 3 years. And anyway, lots of stuff we can talk to you about. You just got to get an appointment with us so we can walk you through it. There's my telephone number, 1-800-KIM-HAWK. It's a real honor to be able to work in this community and to call you guys family. And once again, hope to see you guys on Friday shows that I do. Otherwise, on Wednesday nights, please check out our Near Disney Dream Team. All right. I don't see any questions. I'm just seeing a lot of love. God bless everybody. And once again, really, really thinking about the people that passed on 9/11 and all the first responders. That is something we never want to forget, because we never want it to happen again. All right. And thank you, Amanda. And thank you for all the wonderful people at the hospital that went through COVID and protected us during that time. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.